Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Music is a medium that can defy borders and cross cultures with only a click of a mouse. Sylvia Alajaji, assistant professor of music at Franklin and Marshall College, describes how hip-hop is changing the perception of Muslim women.
The West's relationship with Islam often centers on the religion's treatment of women. Images and stories of oppressed Muslim women reify Islam as a religion that exists in opposition to the West. This limits our understanding of the female Muslim experience and of Islam. And then there's this. Yes, Muslim female rappers exist, and we need to listen to what they have to say. As a genre historically rooted in expressions of marginality, rap allows these women to maneuver between the simultaneous dimensions of their reality. By claiming the space that hip-hop provides, Muslim women can address on their terms the complex, contradictory, and multifaceted identities they must constantly tread. Hip-hop has become a powerful mode of communication for Muslim women and for women of the Arab world. Whether Christian or Muslim, these women spit rhymes that challenge notions of submissiveness, invisibility, and voicelessness. Sometimes their songs are about love, sometimes they're silly, and sometimes they address issues of gender inequality and give voice to their unique perspectives on the Arab uprisings, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, September 11, the West's relationship with the Middle East, and reflections on their everyday lives. Take all this and package it in a genre that's wholly relatable and infectious, and the two-dimensional narratives too often put forth about Muslim women suddenly become refreshingly complicated, torn apart, and pave the way towards closing the gap between us and them.
That was Sylvia Alajaji from Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.